FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
All right. Time for us to talk this over. So, there's a lot to unpack here. It's been a long day yesterday in Washington, but basically it gets down to this. The swamp won one back yesterday on Donald Trump. That's what happened. It was an uncomfortable day in Trump world yesterday. The Democrats and the Trump haters across America had that Barry White moment that I mentioned about, hey, baby, give me a cigarette. Because they were feeling good. They were feeling relaxed after a good performance yesterday. But I'm going to caution you not to count those chickens so fast. Because what we're seeing in D.C. is exactly what I warned you about 3 months ago at the end of the Eric Greitens saga. It is a dangerous time in America to be an outsider trying to fix this broken system. And it's not because I believe this president's going to have to step down, because this isn't it. This isn't it. I don't believe that's what this will lead to. But Eric Greitens threatened the establishment. He did not go along with the plan, so much so that in his case, the members of his own party took him down. They bankrupted him effectively and took him out of office. Donald Trump has never used the phrase corrupt career politicians, but he often points out that he's not one. And a lot of people in the establishment in Washington, D.C. are deeply offended by that. Now let's talk about what happened yesterday. Two guilty pleas, one in Washington, one in New York. Neither of which had anything to do with Russia or Russian collusion. So 27 million dollars later and 500 days of investigation, and Bob Mueller has uncovered business fraud and tax fraud that happened years before Donald Trump became president. And in an attempt to save his own hide, Michael Cohen is willing to suggest that he broke the law at the urging of the president. Now, I'm not the first one to point this out, but I will, that when you're facing federal charges, the job of the federal prosecutor is to put your boys in the vise and clamp down on the pressure, then start asking questions, which means Cohen is in self-preservation mode right now. And anything he does or says is simply an attempt to lessen the amount of time that he might spend in jail for fraud. He's about to cut a deal with Robert Mueller. The Clinton sycophant, his attorney, Lanny Davis, who's trying to raise $500,000 to cover his own legal fees in the name of Cohen, has admitted that his goal is to take down Donald Trump. He has admitted that.
When I decided to represent Mr. Cohen, it was because he committed to me early on in many conversations that he wanted to tell the truth about Donald Trump.
Yeah, your truth, Lanny Davis, which tells you what this special prosecutor was all about to begin with. This was never about Russian collusion. Squirrel, shiny object. It was about removing Donald Trump from the presidency because the establishment hates him. The Clintons hate him. The Democratic Party hates him. The fascists hate him. The snowflakes hate him. Jim Comey and John Brennan hate him. The media abhors him. And they don't really care what it takes as long as he's removed from office. The reason is irrelevant. It's really the biggest problem with liberals in this country. They care more about their feelings than the country. And yes, we do have a two-tier justice system in this country. We do. I want you to, it's as plain as the nose on my face, which is pretty obvious. Hillary Clinton walks around after violating multiple federal statutes with her private email system, and Paul Manafort is probably going to jail for the rest of his natural life because he cheated Uncle Sam out of a couple of $100,000 in taxes. Michael Cohen should go to jail for 10 years or more, but he's going to get his jail time shortened for turning on the target of this whole charade, which is Donald Trump. So I would say this to the left, that before you light that cigarette, this thing is far from over. And it's a reminder, though, that our central government has grown out of control, and it is filled with corrupt bureaucrats who will do absolutely anything and everything to retain that power. Donald Trump poses a threat to them because oftentimes he doesn't play their game, and he's brash, and he's not a politician. And they want him out of office. Now, Hillary Clinton is never going to be president. Not going to happen. And if they do manage to get Trump somehow, they've got President Pence. But Pence was in Congress for a long time, and he's far more of an establishment guy than Donald Trump. Just bear that in mind. You just have to see this for what it is, and that's what it is.
Get more at 971talk.com.